Hi, Simon Jacobson here, and welcome to the Midlife Miracle Masterclass, Module 2. Overcoming challenges. Before we proceed to actually define our unique mission statement, it's critical to look at the things that may be obstacles and impediments that don't allow us and block us from actually identifying and embracing our mission. So we'll be covering in this module three major points. One, why you haven't discovered your personal mission yet and why this is the perfect time to do it. Two, the external and internal forces that may try to stop you from doing this great work. And three, how to avoid living a reaction-centric life and create the space needed to embark on a mission-centric life. Our goal here is to reframe your problems as challenges to discovering and embracing your personal mission. So let's begin with point one. Why you haven't discovered your personal mission yet and why this is the perfect time to do it. It's a very powerful statement that really applies across the board to any challenge, any dilemma, and that is, knowing the problem is half the cure. Person has an issue and you can't identify the problem, then you definitely can't arrive at a cure. Or you may even find cures that are not really the cure for this problem and create even more problems. So awareness. There's so much part of any type of challenge and any form of growth. So here's the big question. As I made the case in Module 1, and every business, without exception, has a mission statement, so if a mission is so important and it provides the focus necessary to live a productive life, why don't we seek out our mission? Every one of us should be actively and aggressively looking for a mission. Why don't we live and act consistently in line with our mission? Very obvious question. The short answer is because we are caught up in the whirlwind of our lives and don't feel we have the time and wherewithal to do anything different. When you're driving at 90 miles an hour, you hardly can pause and look at your life anew. That's exactly the case. We're in the rat race. We're on the merry-go-round. We're on a roller coaster. All these analogies. I'm so busy. How many people say that? So you're telling me now to pause, stop everything, and go back to the beginning, to the drawing board? It's vital that we look at our lives that way, because what's happening is the means of your life. What you do is defining who you are. The means are guiding the end. And that's because we're so consumed with these activities. To demonstrate this point and bring it to vivid clarity in your life, here's an exercise that can help you visualize your life, looking at it somewhat from the outside, and then seeing this challenge, why it's so difficult to focus on a mission when you're so busy with all kinds of activities that you're involved in. How you're overwhelmed by the demands, the expectations, and that's what you're responding to, instead of it all being driven by a focal point called your mission. The stated goal of this exercise is to begin to see, one, how your life is controlled by circumstances, and two, how you can change that and reframe your day in a way that you, driven by your mission, control your circumstances. So this exercise we will call mapping your day. We'll call it your day map. Think about today, because that's the closest day to you, and mark down the touch points, everything you were involved in and engaged in during this day, from the moment you woke up to the time you go to sleep. And this includes waking up, pressing the snooze button, getting up, and your regimen may be exercising, then showering and breakfast, a coffee, rushing to your work, getting to the job, coffee break, tea break, some gossip, lunch, maybe a few significant accomplishments at your work today, coming home from work, you get the idea. Everybody has their, but so you're basically mapping out your day. Now, you may come up with 100 items, maybe less, a little more. That's the average activities we're involved in. And really, I would include everything, even tying your shoelaces, if you remember about that. Because you want to really see what where you're investing your time and what you're doing. Now, after you've made this list, reread the map, the day map, and see, can you find any thread that connects these activities? You'll find something quite surprising. They're mostly fragmented. Yes, there will be a few that connect, but most of them will be very separate, disjointed activities. So ask yourself, how many of your daily deeds reflect what you know about yourself and who you are? In other words, how many of things that you do, what you do, reflects who you are? So in addition to seeing all these different segments and fragments, you'll also realize that not much of them have connected to who you are at all. You're doing them either out of habit or rote or routine. Can you identify something that your deeds all shared in common? If that's the case, great. Then you can start seeing some, discern some meaning or some mission, which we'll later address in what you're doing. We will be referring back to this day map in later modules, because the goal is to reframe your day map, to be able to rewrite it in a way that reflects who you are instead of your activities defining who you are. In other words, you define your circumstances instead of your circumstances defining you. Now, when reviewing this day map, if you get an unsettling feeling, that's a good sign. We're getting somewhere. Like I said earlier, it's a wake-up call, because all growth is a transition from your comfort zone to a less comfortable place, to reach an even better place. So what we've done now, and take your time doing this exercise, review it as many times as you like, is trying to start getting an image and picture of your present life, with the goal of how do we take this present map and make it a far better map, one that reflects a lot more who you are, and one that becomes much more unified toward one focus instead of being fragmented and scattered. Now, the second part of this module will address the point, why now is the perfect time to discover your mission? And the answer is, briefly, number one, your psyche is sending you a wake-up call, as we discussed in module one. The frustration, the despondency, the slump you may be in, whatever it is that is making you uncomfortable. And then, of course, the great question, if not now, when? Why push it off for tomorrow? Procrastinators like to say, if I could do it tomorrow, why do it today? But if you're really motivated, what you do is you say, if not now, when? And if you need a little another nudge, ask yourself, why not now? And finally, your life will be immeasurably improved by finding and living up to your calling and mission. It will help you find joy, optimism, and peace. So should you have any reservations, should you have any doubts, simply ask yourself, what is this going to lead me to? If it leads me to a better life, to a happier life, to a more successful life, to one where my dreams are fulfilled, to one where I feel I'm living up to my higher calling, isn't that worth it? And begin now. These are essentially messages you need to tell yourself and all the resistance you have in yourself that said, you know, this is too much for me, not now, I'm too busy, and so on. Next question, or next section in this module. What are the external and internal forces that may try to stop you from doing this great work? So I just want to list a bunch of them. Remember the opening statement, knowing the problem is half the cure. So let's define the problem. And you can feel free to fill in anything that I don't list here. So what I've summed up from my personal experience is a whole list of problems. And then I'll name eight of them, or the challenges, if you wish. Number one is ignorance. Your journey begins at birth, but doesn't come out with a manual. We don't know what our mission is. It's not like someone gave us a manual and said, this is your calling. Many of us were never taught in school or at home that we need a personal mission statement, let alone being trained to identify and live up to one. We only start to wonder about our mission sometime when we get a little older and we're more introspective. But then we're already caught up in life's responsibilities and day-to-day challenges. So lack of awareness. Nothing to be guilty about, nothing to feel, blame yourself. It's just simply lack of awareness. Challenge or problem number two is our patterns and routines. Patterns impede us. Combating the power of inertia is very difficult because it's our routine, it's our rote, it's our habits. Our daily life routines occupy all our time. And once we are on the merry-go-round, we have little time and energy for anything else. Number three, life experiences. We've been let down. We've been heartbroken, disillusioned, jaded, skeptical, resigned, come less idealistic, lowered our standards. And what do? We revert to our survivor mode, whatever works. If I get through the day without getting hurt, I'm doing okay mentality. This undercuts your potential. Remember, you never want to lose your spark. Number four is distractions. We have plenty of distractions. Today, especially with technology, look how much we text, video games, other stuff, nonsense, some of it even destructive. Distractions, they're constantly busy seducing us and distracting us from our focus. Number five, self-doubt. Where we basically second-guess ourselves. I can't do this. It's not for me. This is for more soulful people, more focused people. So basically, you become your own worst enemy. Number six, lack of motivation. Number seven, life demands. Demands at home, at work, whatever is putting pressure on us. And finally, our health. We can have emotional, physical, mental challenges that just weaken our resolve and don't give us the strength and the impetus to move forward. These are just some. Why am I identifying them? Not to make you or me feel bad, is because you need to know thy enemy. Remember, awareness is half the cure. So identifying problems helps us counteract them and allow us to move forward. Okay. Now, the final section of this module, we're going to address how to avoid living a reaction-centric life and create the space needed to embark on a mission-centric life. We're going to define two steps. One is awareness, and number two is to create space. Awareness, we said, is half the cure, remember. Now that we have defined the challenges, and I just spelled out eight of them, that awareness, which is half the cure, will allow you to defang the enemy by identifying the forces that you are reacting to, causing you to live a reaction-centric life. Because all those eight, and maybe perhaps others, have consequences. The consequence is, because of all these reasons, whether it's lack of confidence, whether it's ignorance, whether it's the patterns and routines and habits, and so on, and the pressures of life, what do? They cause you to become reaction-centric. You're reacting to whatever comes your way. And we want to change that to be mission-centric instead of reaction-centric. So here's an exercise that will help you hone in on the challenges. And by your awareness of those challenges and problems, you will find half the cure, maybe all the cure. So from the above list we just listed, those eight items, those eight challenges, create your own personalized list by choosing the challenges that fit your life. Because obviously they don't all fit everybody, and some are more relevant than others. Feel free to add anything else that may be blocking you from discovering your mission. Point number two. Study this list closely. These are the forces that are controlling you and the ones that you are reacting to. They are causing you to behave in ways that are not defined by your inner calling, but by the circumstances outside of you. So, for example, let us say that you become addicted to some video game. Now, it doesn't seem much to you, you know, because it's not necessarily destroying or hurting anyone, but it's keeping you busy. You're keeping you busy focusing on what? On instant gratification. instead of focusing on something that is a higher calling or your calling and mission. This doesn't mean there isn't time for leisure. But if it's taking control of your life, this is something you need to address. And the first step is being aware that it's there in your life. Ignoring it and making believe it's not happening, not going to help anyone, least of yourself. Now, to really accentuate the effect of a reaction-centric attitude on your life and how it hampers your great potential, create a list of your three greatest aspirations and dreams. What do you have greatest aspirations, the things you most would wish to have, your wish list? What are the things you value most? What greater cause would you like to get accomplished? So now, once you've created your customized, so-called challenge list, problem list, and you study it, I assure you that you'll start looking for ways to dissipate its power over you, and instead of reacting, becoming more proactive. But we need one more requirement, as I said, step two, to do this. If you continue living at the same 90-mile-an-hour pace that you've been going on till now, then all this awareness is very fine, but you're trapped in your merry-go-round. So that's why step two is you need to create space. If you don't create space and time in your life, you really can't move forward, because then your past will control your future. So once you identify your dreams and aspirations to some extent, and secondly, you look at the things that are stopping you from getting there, that is important enough and should be a priority for you to create space. So step two is creating space. How do you create space? Literally put, you take time, you designate a time of the day. It can be once a day, it can be once a week, but it has to be consistent. And we'll talk a lot about this later in later modules, but you need to commit to creating space and time, just like you have time to exercise, you have time to do other things that are priorities. This time and space will come back to you with far more reward than your investment. Because what you're doing in this time and space is to be focusing on mission-centric activities instead of reaction-centric ones. So, in concluding module two, what we've discussed is the reasons and causes why we haven't discovered our personal mission, even though it's so vital in life, the external and internal forces that stop you from doing so, and things you can do to begin to reverse the process, the awareness and the space necessary to help you get out of the force of inertia and overcome the old patterns and habits and be able to open up new vistas and new horizons. And remember, challenges are opportunities. With every challenge, we are also given the resources to face and grow through the challenge.